Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the morning bulletin. I am Matsina. Union Minister for Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has described Nagaland as an extraordinary and vibrant centre of India's cultural diversity. The minister's remark followed his visit to Longpa Yimson in Mokchung District, where he attended the Muatsa Kam Mini Hornbill Festival 2026 yesterday. Mr. Shekhawat said, the festival showcases the state's rich tribal traditions, art and heritage, while also promoting tourism and local talent. Upon his arrival, the union minister was received by Nagaland's Tourism and Higher Education Minister, Temjin Imna Along, other officials and community members. He expressed gratitude to the people of the state for their warm hospitality. The union minister also visited a handloom unit in Surangkong, where he praised local weavers for promoting traditional crafts, self-reliance and socio-economic development. Mr. Shekhawat noted that the textiles produced at the unit, including the Kanjivaram saris, reflect strong craftsmanship and cultural identity. Officials of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Northeast Zone called on Nagaland Governor Nand Kishore Yadav at Lok Bhavan in Kohima yesterday. The delegation, led by Additional Director General, Press Information Bureau, PIB, NEZ, Kripa Shankar Yadav, briefed the governor on the ministry's activities in the state. Discussions focused on topics related to mass communication and coordination with local media to effectively disseminate information on various government initiative schemes to the public. The delegation included Assistant Director News, Akashwani Kohima Asonyo, Head of Office, PIB and Central Bureau of Communication Kohima, P. Sopye, Media and Communication Officer, PIB Kohima, Andrew Lal Chandama, and other media representatives from Kohima. Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia yesterday launched the cell broadcast system to strengthen India's emergency communication systems and enhance public safety infrastructure. CBS is an indigenous technology developed by the Center for Development of Telematics, CDOT, under the Telecommunications Department, in collaboration with the National Disaster Management Authority and the Ministry of Home Affairs. Speaking at the launch in New Delhi, the minister called it a transformative step in India's disaster management framework, reflecting the shift from a reactive to a proactive approach in safeguarding citizens.
सुरक्षा को सुनिश्चित कर दीजिए देश की जनता के हाथों में और एनडीआरएफ के हाथों में सबसे उपयोगी एक साधन के रूप में आज उतर चुका है.
The system enables near real-time multilingual alerts that provide critical time for protective action in disasters such as flash floods and gas leaks, reaching users within seconds without any queuing delays. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has appointed noted lyricist, writer and communication expert Prasoon Joshi as the chairman of Prasar Bharati, India's public service broadcaster. On his appointment, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, Mr. Joshi is a rare creative spirit celebrated across the world in advertising, literature, art and cinema. The minister expressed satisfaction that under his stewardship, Prasar Bharati will discover renewed energy, deeper purpose and a fresh creative voice. Earlier, Mr. Joshi served as chairperson of Central Board of Film Certification in Mumbai. Nagaland suffered a 5-1 defeat to Manipur in their opening match of the Swami Vivekananda Under-20 Men's National Football Championship 2026 played at Narayanpur in Chhattisgarh. Nagaland's lone goal came from Lunmingao Singhsit. With this result, Chhattisgarh and Manipur hold the top two positions in Group B, while Nagaland sit third, ahead of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu in fourth place. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over the northeast region during the week. Fairly widespread to widespread light to moderate rainfall will occur with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds, likely over Nagaland and its neighbouring states during the next 5 days. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.